So far this year, scammers have stolen more than $7.2 million from Australians by gaining access to home computers. That's an increase of 184% compared to the same period last year. And whenever there's a crisis, opportunistic scammers are looking to make some cash. The Commissioner for Consumer Affairs, Dini Sulio, joins me now to discuss. Hi there, Commissioner Sulio. How are you?
I'm well. Good morning.
All right. So what are the latest COVID scams?
Yeah, we're seeing some interesting ones at the moment. So we've got people who are being contacted seeking payment for vaccines or had to have early access to the vaccine. So people are almost presenting it as an investment opportunity to get ahead of everybody else in the queue by making payments. Obviously, these are free vaccines, so no one has to actually pay for them. So what we are seeing is people coming in and asking for money to get ahead of a queue and to get involved in the vaccine rollout early.
All right. Is that via text message, email, that sort of thing?
Yeah, well, we're seeing a combination. So we're seeing certainly emails and phone calls from people looking to get money off people for vaccines, which is really disturbing.
Yeah, right. Are there any other COVID-related scams happening at the moment that you know of?
We're also seeing a number of phishing scams where people are getting information pretending it's coming from a government agency or from MyGov, talking about financial assistance, asking people to log on to what they think is a MyGov account and turns out to be a fake site where people then give over their personal information. So, again, this is where people think that something is, they're doing the right thing, they're getting information from the government, they're logging onto the site and they're just handing over their personal information.
Right. Yeah, keep an eye on those exact websites. Hey, go to the original source.
Yep. Oh, and it is. You need to actually read the website to make sure it looks like a .gov.au website and again, do your own searches for those government websites.
Commissioner Dini Sulio is with me. We're talking scams. Remote access scams are on the rise. It's getting pretty serious. So remind us, it's when someone convinces you to give them access to their device, right?
Yeah, so someone rings up and says either there's a problem with your computer or one of your programs has been hacked and we need to gain access to your computer to fix it or address it. And then they'll send you a link or an email where they can actually access your computer and see everything you've got on there and access things like passwords and other information.
Mm, okay. So there's one that we heard about today. A Murraylands man has been caught out by a PayPal text message scam. And from what I understand, he got a message from PayPal saying that he was due a refund, which is quite desirable, of course, and clicked on a link. Now, was it purely by clicking on the link that he was giving access to scammers to his phone?
Yeah, so unfortunately what we're seeing is there's a few different versions of this, and I personally received one saying that someone's used my eBay account, for example, and that I needed to download an app that gave whoever the scammers were remote access into my phone or device. So it is happening a lot where there's a lot of text coming around with links saying, you know, either last chance to make a payment or you've got a refund coming, click on this link, and it's happening. It's quite prolific at the moment, which is disturbing. But it gives it basically downloads a program onto your phone when you click the link, and that gives them remote access into your devices which then they can then access any information that you have on your device.
Simple as that. That's a bit concerning because I know that sometimes you click on a link and then it gets you to enter your login and password, but it's a fake page and that's where you're actually physically telling them your information yourself. But just to click on a link, that's a bit of a concern. So what would you recommend there?
Again, with these messages, just delete them. If you're getting a text with saying that you've received either a refund or you've owed money to someone and it's not something you're aware of or you're not sure, don't click on the link. Do some research, check, contact the provider themselves, look up your own PayPal account separately, not through that link, and see if there's any issues. But again, I think generally institutions that are looking for information from from you will not send you a text with a link, and they'll contact you another way. So certainly avoid any concerns in that. And where people are saying you owe money and you don't owe money, definitely don't click on any links.
Yeah, right. So what actually happened was they also gained access to his bank account and stole $8,000 directly. Now, if you have been compromised, if your phone has, if someone's remoted into your phone or your computer, what can you do then after that?
Yeah, I think the first thing is to go into anything where you've got bank accounts or passwords and change the password. They may well have access to your personal details and your password, so people should be regularly updating and changing their passwords anyway, and trying to avoid, I know everyone has 1,000 passwords these days, but trying to avoid using the same password for everything, because once it's compromised on all of your accounts. So. Update your passwords regularly and maybe contact your telco just to see if your phone is still compromised and whether they've got any advice about resetting it.
Yeah.
But at the very least, change all of your passwords on all of your accounts.
Yeah, good idea. It can be hard to remember. I mean, I've heard that maybe getting an encrypted password protected app could help or something like that. Do you have any recommendations?
Yeah, I have heard of those. I think I'm so skeptical about everything at the moment. I'm even skeptical about those things where you're basically putting your passwords into an app that you don't know who owns it. So you might want to do some research about those. But yeah, I mean, I think there is certainly an argument if it's a legitimate program that can record and encrypt your passwords, then it's certainly something that worth looking into, but just make sure doesn't turn out to be a scam as well.
I don't know if this is clever, but just for me, having variations of a similar theme with different numbers and letters based on what it is, you know what I mean? Like you could, it's a bit of a way to test your memory as well.
I think it is. And I think, you know, people do that sometimes. They have a word, but they replace an O with a zero or, you know, something like that, or a five with an S. So it's similar. You remember the word, but you've got to remember what you've changed in it to get that variation. That's right.
And just lastly, Commissioner Sulio, this one is really weird. I don't know if it's unusual for someone to be scammed multiple ways by potentially the same people, but a Mount Barker man, basically someone called him pretending to be from the New South Wales police. He was like, that sounds dodgy, I'm hanging up on that. But then a legitimate Canberra Federal Police number called through and someone convinced him to download WhatsApp and then send $13,000 to someone. Then two people actually arrived at his house pretending to be cops. Now, is this an unusual case?
This one sounds extreme to me. We've had other ones in the past where they look to make it more legitimate by saying, someone gets contacted and say, you'll be contacted by the Federal Police or the New South Wales Police. We just wanted to let you know that it's not a scam. And then they get a phone call. I don't know how they're doing this, but they're making the number come up as a legitimate number, which is really impressive from a technology point of view, but really difficult to advise against, because people, you know, we tell people to check the numbers and do your own research, and when they do, it comes up as a legitimate number, which makes this, you know, makes our job really hard. But this one is more elaborate than we've seen. Like I said previously, we've seen others where they say, you know, this is not a scam, you will get a phone call from the ATO or whoever it is. This one sounds like a scam from New South Wales Police, so they've then come back as the Federal Police, hoping to get him to comply. Law enforcement don't use WhatsApp accounts, so it's important that people become suspicious or sceptical when there's odd communication arrangements and payments. But this one is the scary part about this is then someone showing up their house and searching his property looking for more. So they've obviously found someone who's got some money, thought they could get some more out of him. So the fact that these are in Adelaide, and people are showing up on the door is the really concerning part in relation to this. So, again, if you are contacted and there's a request for money, ring the public hotline or the public contact numbers on the website. Don't just reply to the number that you've been given. And if anyone ever suggests that they want to communicate with you outside of normal channels or arrange payments through outside of normal channels, if they start to talk about Western Union or Bitcoin or anything like that, you can be pretty sure that it's a scam. But Federal Police don't come around and just ask for $13,000 or contact you via WhatsApp to do that. So this was elaborate, and it's really unfortunate. And hopefully there's some action that can be taken on this one, because it does seem much more local.
Yeah.
But you can see where the number comes up and the person gets intimidated into handing over this money. But, it's a really unfortunate situation.
And I don't think police are really able to demand money immediately as well. It's usually a process. So that's something to consider.
Yeah, I mean, the reality is that the police will not collect money off anyone for anything. So, you've got a fine. There's a process for doing that, but police won't just come and say, "You owe us money," because people don't necessarily owe the police $13,000. If there's a repayment arrangement, it might be through a court or something else. So, again, it's in the heat of the moment where you've got the police knocking on your door or ringing you, you think you've done something wrong, but the reality of being told that you owe $13,000 and you need to pay it to the police is never going to happen. So that's, unfortunately, this person has been in that situation. But, I think as I often say to you, it is a matter of just being sceptical about everything, unfortunately, when it comes to money and online communications, and always think, is this a scam? And then do your own research and make your own direct contacts. Just, I think everyone needs to assume that at the moment, any communications by text offering links or talking about money are either trying to get your information or trying to get money out of you. And on that basis, a very healthy level of scepticism will protect people.
Absolutely. Well, thanks so much for your advice today, Commissioner Denise Aulio.
Not a problem. Thanks, Jenny.
All the best for the rest of the lockdown.
Yeah, you too. I'll speak to you soon.